FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. And later in the show, we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in their crucial league game at Doncaster Bells on Saturday evening. But before that, it's to the men's team and to Saturday afternoon as FC took on Guiseley at Nevermore Park. And before kick-off, I caught up with the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, welcome to Yorkshire. Before we talk about today's game, just a bit of a catch-up after the Bamber Bridge match and training this week. What's the mood in camp like?
It's been a really good week. Got the opportunity to watch Bury on Tuesday night because they were using Broadhurst Park, which was good. Give the lads a rest night on Tuesday because of, obviously, the traffic and the amount of people that were there. So that was good for the lads. And then we came in Thursday and there was a real bounce around the place. You know, it just makes a huge difference, especially when you go and win, you keep a clean sheet, you get lads back. And it's nice, you know, it's nice seeing the lads doing what they're doing. So, you know, like with this group, I've said all along all season, Ben, even when things have not gone for us, they've always smiled. You know, they've always kept the spirits up. And we know that at times we've lacked the quality, but we've never lacked the belief or the desire.
So last away game today, obviously the penultimate game of the season. What are you looking out for in these next two matches?
I mean, I've challenged the lads all season. You know, it's not a given to play for this football club. You know, it's not a given to manage a football club. But, you know, we know, you know, and it's not just me saying this. Other managers, the amount of managers have rung with this season and said how lucky we've been, and we have. But when we get lads on the pitch, all I'm looking for, you know, whether or not they haven't got, they've got the quality or similar quality to the lads who've been out injured, you just expect them to put a real shift in. And, you know, maybe only once or twice this season, Ashton Springs to my second half, that I could question that. But on the whole, they've always put that shift in. And maybe when it's gone against us, that quality just hasn't been there. But we're saying to the lads, we don't want to make wholesale changes with this group. We all know we need reinforcements. We all know we're identifying reinforcements. But for me, you know, I think there's only two or three that probably won't make it into next season. I want them all to come back. And, you know, some people might have had the first season syndrome nerves. Some people, you know, want to stay for a second, third, fourth season. That's what we're trying to put together. So I don't judge people. You know, some people can have off games, off seasons, you know, and maybe injuries during the season hampers your form. But on the whole, Ben, I'm delighted with this group. We love working with each other, you know, and if we could keep them together and add that reinforcement, then who knows next season.
Guys, this afternoon, this is not a happy hunting ground. Looking forward to this afternoon then and what's possible, because I think guys definitely need a result to stay in the playoff race, but it's out of their hands, I think, now. So looking forward to putting that to an end.
Yeah, we're just looking forward to, you know, playing a game of football and hopefully getting the points. And, you know, if we dent Guiseley's playoff push, then so be it. We just want to finish the season strong. I mean, it's worth saying to the listeners now, people were raving 4 weeks ago about Whitby, you know, how much of a good season they had. And I think Mars could beat Whitby this season, so they didn't lose the points. You put our 3 points on, you put the point deduction on, and all of a sudden you're 4 points behind Whitby, who've got monumental amounts of finances and stuff. So we're 4 points behind them and they've had a really good season, but we haven't. So again, I go back to respecting the league, respecting the opposition. It's never an easy game. Today won't be an easy game. We're gonna change it around. One thing I am instilling in this squad is hard work, and hard work will be repaid. So the likes of Lewis Gilboy will play today because he works really hard, and you know what he may not have in quality, he makes up for in abundance with his energy levels and his tenacity. And you know, he'll replace Buckley today, where Buckley will sit down, and that's what we've got to do, Ben. So, you know, for us, we're looking forward to coming here today. We're hoping to put on a show. We know we're gonna have to defend at times, but we know we'll get opportunities at the top end of the pitch, and if we take them, hopefully another winning Saturday.
Good stuff. And just a final team selection then, you just mentioned one change there.
Yeah, well, a couple of changes. We're going to bring Charlie Oliver back in for Jan Pulinkas. You know, I don't think Jan's been fully at it since his injury. You know, maybe two games in quick succession is too much. So Jan will drop out. Charlie will part at Curtis. Same two full-backs in Guy and Joe and George in behind. And then Deck will play the four role, and he'll play with Charlie and Charlie Ennis and Munro as a two. And then we'll play a top three of Gilboy, Bennett and Gabidon. And, you know, the bench will be made of young Half Henstock, again from the academy, who were also taken to Lake Garda. He's made a selection, so that's good. Swales, Buckley, Pulinkas, and Ashew. So, you know, all in all, lads have got to be ready, but we're looking forward to 3 o'clock.
Good stuff. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match, and all the best this afternoon.
Cheers, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking to me about half an hour or so ago. And this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. FC United taking on Guiseley this afternoon in the Northern Premier League. There's not much, as we've discussed there with Neil, there's not much happening with regards to the league. We are looking to overtake Morpeth Town potentially this afternoon and move into 13th position, which I think is the lowest, joint lowest in the division, so that we've had at this level. So
13th, I think, is the actual target with two games remaining to make sure that that record's maintained. Whitby are out of sight now, so we can't really catch Whitby, but we can catch Morpeth. For Geisler sitting in 10th in the league table, 6 points outside the playoffs. However, Geisler do have a couple of games in hand on the likes of Hyde United and, just Hyde United, actually. Geisler were involved in the playoff race. They've slipped back in recent weeks. There's obviously been a change of management as well. Vandy Welsh departing. Liam Tong, who, if memory serves, took over from Paul Phillips early in the season on an interim basis. Then Andy Welsh took over. Liam Tong is back in interim charge now at Nevermore. And Geisler, with an outside chance of the playoffs, like I say, 6 points the gap to the playoffs. But Geisler, with 9 points left on the table. Above them, Gainsborough, Worksop, Lancaster and Ashton United, as well as Hyde United, all with a better chance of getting to that final fifth spot. Macclesfield have already sealed their spots in the playoffs. Warrington Rylands are already there as well. Marine are there more or less on goal difference, but can seal the deal today. So for Geisler, for Gainsborough, for Worksop, for Lancaster, for Ashton and for Hyde, it's all about chasing that final playoff spot. Lancaster don't play this afternoon. Incidentally, their last game of the season takes place at Broadhurst Park next Saturday when FC United host Lancaster. This is part one of a doubleheader of commentaries on a Saturday. Don't know why I put myself through this, but needs must. FC United's women's team in action today in South Yorkshire. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff at the Keep Melt, the home of Doncaster Rovers, as FC United take on Doncaster's women's team, the Doncaster Bells, at 7 o'clock tonight. So if you can't make the game, stick around, because at 7 o'clock we will be bringing you commentary from that game. And it's a big welcome back to Stato Paul. Paul, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Bit flustered, caught in the Bradford traffic, but
yeah,
you're here now.
Yeah, very good.
What should we know about this afternoon's game, do you feel? I mean, it is potentially a bit of a dead rubber, really, with Geisler's hopes of the playoffs dropping off slightly in recent weeks.
Well, so far this has been a bogey ground for us. One draw and four defeats. Although we should have won the opening game here when we played them. They equalised with a free kick in the 92nd minute, which is very disappointing. The odd stat that I picked up this week was the fact that we've never drawn our last away league game, which is very odd indeed.
You said this, didn't you? Was it Garforth?
Well, Garforth is the only game in Yorkshire we played last.
Right.
As an away game.
Okay.
That was 2008. We won that one. But it's 11 wins and 7 defeats in our last away league games. So okay. No draws. Obviously, you've already mentioned that our lowest ever place in this division is 13th, our final place in. Morpeth are the side that we need to keep an eye on if we want to leapfrog them. But I don't know. I mean, you know, last week we looked for signs of whether the team were going through the motions or not. And I think generally we played fairly well in the second half. We took the game to them with a man advantage and rubbed it in. So I can't say that we switched off last week. Hopefully this week we'll carry on and make an effort. I mean, I would say for the sake of winning here for the first time is enough of a challenge. We've already won at Bradford, so why not go for a West Yorkshire double?
Absolutely.
And you were saying about Geisler.
Yes.
Mathematically, they're not completely out of it yet.
No, it's and 6 points with 9 available.
And it's their last home game, so they'll want to go out on a high in front of their support.
Yeah, and FC United looking to... Well, Neil mentioned it in his pre-match interview. He's really looking forward to this one. Let me give you the FC United team for this afternoon's game. It's George Murray-Jones in goal, Joe Ferguson right-back, Guy Hall at left-back, Charlie Oliver and Curtis Jones at centre-back, Dec McLaughlin, Charlie Munro and Charlie Ennis, the captain, in midfield. On the wings, Aaron Bennett and Dante Gabadon, and up front, Lewis Gilboy. That's an interesting change, with Buckley going to the bench, Gilboy starting, and Jan Palinkas also dropping to the bench. I mean, the performance against Bamber Bridge, like you say, I mean, it was a decent second half display from FC, wasn't it? But against a 10-man side, these games here at Geisler have always been feisty affairs, and yeah, we imagine it'll be the same today. Grass is a bit long though, Paul, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, that kind of tells you possibly the way they're going to play. There you go.
Yes. Decent following from FC United fans. They're on our left-hand side. But FC United and Geisler coming out onto the pitch now. So without further ado, let's hand over to your expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is SCLI brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Guiseley here at Nevermore Park. And here's your commentary team of Stato Paul. But first, me. Ferguson plays the long ball forward towards Gilboy. Ashman is there and eventually cleared by Brown. And not dealt with there by Jones into the penalty area. And a great save by Murray Jones.
Offside.
And there on the rebound was Johnson. But Johnson was in an offside position. Goal disallowed. Chippendale with a ball down the right-hand side. And there's Murphy again getting the better of Jones. And this time maybe the offside flag won't come to SC United's rescue. Instead, Charlie Oliver does and puts the ball out on the near post wide for a corner. That was great defending from Charlie Oliver. Bennett takes it. Short. Here's Gabardon now from the right, crosses it in, it's cleared, but only as far as Ennis. Ennis can line up a shot just over the bar, but that's FC United's first real effort on goal there, Paul.
Yeah, wasn't exactly a training ground move that worked, but Ennis ended up with a shot.
Adam Dawson to take this from Geisler's right hand side. It's going to be an outswinger on his right foot, unless he goes for the short one for Moore. Moore coming over, but Ennis is marking him. Dawson opts instead for a corner into FC United's penalty area. And there was Kendall moving in towards the corner of the six-yard box. It was a free header, really, for East Kendall. In it goes, and Geisler take the lead.
There's a bit of debate in the penalty area about holding, but the referee, I think he's explaining that both sides were holding, so it cancelled it out. Because of the holding, Kendall was allowed to get round the back unchallenged.
It looked like that was all planned out. It was like an American football move, that wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
They had markers, they had everything covered, including the goalkeeper as well. Murray Jones did go for it, but it looked like he was just heading into a sea of players, really, and he wasn't involved in stopping that goal.
I did feel that the crosses they were putting in, as soon as they got on the end of one of them, they were going to score, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, FC United trailing here. 35 minutes that goal for East Kendall. And here's Chippendale now inside the centre circle. Out to the right hand side to Brown. Brown over the halfway line. Brown still with the ball. Brown gone a long way there. Crosses the ball in. And there was an outstretched foot from Jan Palinkas. 6 yards out. Got past Murray Jones and trickled over the line. And in the space of 2 minutes, Geisler go 2-0 up.
Well, I think Palinkas will probably get the debit for it, in some eyes. It was a good ball in, and it was difficult to deal with. I think Palinkas was in the wrong position to deal with it.
Well, not just that. I mean, Brown came a long way, didn't he, to cross that ball in fairness. Volleys it. The best of clearance is that. Hall helps it forward. Chippendale over the top. Murphy's onside. Murphy into the box where Dawson is. Good goalkeeping from Murray Jones. Good forward play from Dawson because he was initially offside but then was very much onside for that ball from Murphy. So good goalkeeping from Murray Jones. Here's McLaughlin out to Ferguson on its near touchline. Back infield to McLaughlin. Square infield to Munro. Here's Bennett. Looking for the diagonal to Ferguson. Good control for Ferguson. Comes inside, brought down. Penalty to SC United. And you know it's a penalty because we're amongst the guys, the supporters, and there's not one complaint.
Well, it was a clumsy challenge and unnecessary as well.
Well, Ferguson did well there. He brought that ball down really well on his chest. Moved into the penalty area. And it was a clumsy challenge. And it is going to be a penalty to SC United. We're approaching the last 5 minutes of this opening 45, and the FC United captain Charlie Ennis to take this. Charlie Ennis makes his way to the penalty spot and slots it to the goalkeeper's left. The goalkeeper went right. FC United have got a goal back, 2-1. We're approaching added time now in this first half, about 5 minutes, six minutes.
We had 5 minutes stoppage for Curtis Jones alone,
plus three goals of course on a penalty. Chippendale, Murphy, Oliver heads it back to his goalkeeper and Murray Jones gets to it, keeps it in play but has to palm it, and that's an overhead kick from Murphy. Well, that was a bit of a mess from FC United. Murray Jones scampering out of his 6 yard box there to prevent the corner. Unfortunately, by doing so he finds Johnson. Johnson crossed it in, but after that it was great stuff from Murphy. An acrobatic bicycle kick into an open goal.
And right on half time,
Guy Hall infield to Munro, back to Oliver. And Murphy goes down under a challenge there. And it's going to be a card for Oliver. Oliver had the ball. What do you reckon, Paul?
Well, he lost control of it.
He did, didn't he?
Which meant he had to lunge to get it back.
And Oliver given a red card. Before, when we said Munro had got the yellow card, I'm assuming that was Oliver, because that's his second yellow.
Yeah, actually, I marked it as Oliver at the time.
Well, two yellow cards for Charlie Oliver. Munro leading the charge into the centre circle. Nice ball for Bennett. Bennett now moving infield. Bennett to the edge of the box. Finds Gilboy. Gilboy goes for goal. And that's a great save by Battersby down to his left.
I think that was our best move of the game.
And it came from Munro. And I'm telling you what, Munro, since we've gone down to 10 men, has been a bit of a giant. If
he's
being
done
honest.
The work of two men.
He really has. So, corner. FC United. Can FC United set up a bit of a weird grandstand finish here?
With 10 men.
We're into the last 9 minutes. Askew with this corner from FC United's right-hand side. In it comes towards the back post. Palinkas can't get to it. Still in the penalty area though. It breaks to Ferguson. Ferguson on the edge of the box. Back out to Askew on the right-hand side. Puts on his left foot. Back to Ferguson. Crosses it in. Flicked on by McLaughlin. Cleared there off the line by Whelan. And that is full time here at Nevermore Park, and FC United in their final away game of the season suffer a defeat here in West Yorkshire by 3-1. And really, Paul, this game never got going for FC United. If I can mention two sections of the Guiseley team, Eibel and Ashman at the defensive part of things, just covering off Gilboy completely in the first half, and Murphy and Johnson at the front for Guiseley, just making it a really awkward, horrible afternoon for the defence in the first half. And we never really recovered from that 3-1 deficit at half-time.
Yeah, it's a customary performance at Nethermoor and a customary result. I think the start that Guiseley made in the game unsettled us, and ultimately the press in the first half reaped a lot of success for them. They didn't allow us to play. They didn't allow us to get out of our half. We contributed as well with some defensive errors, has to be said.
Oliver given two yellow cards. First one, I think, was for dissent. The second one was for the challenge on Murphy. We have struggled with Johnson and Murphy. They're really an advert for two up front, aren't they? They complement each other really well.
I mean, I thought we wasted a lot of the game having Gilboy isolated up front, because Gabidon never got into it, so there was no outlet. And with two players around Gilboy, we were just giving the ball back. And it took a long time for us to realise that. I think maybe he should have brought Buckley on at half time and said, this is not working for us going forward. Having said that, after the red card, we passed the ball a lot better.
I thought we
looked a better side.
Yeah, we were a better side. Spearheaded, I think, by Munro, who I think had a good second half performance, playing out of position, playing two positions essentially. I think Guy Hall had a decent second half, as well as Joe Ferguson. But we were just missing a bit of bite up front, weren't we? And that goes back to Ashman and Eibel, really, and how comfortable it was for them.
I mean, I think that's been one of our Achilles heels all season, the fact that we haven't got a prolific goal scorer that could get us back in the game. If you think of somebody like Kurt Willoughby, for instance, that's the kind of player that we're lacking, and those players are few and far between.
Yeah.
But you need somebody who will take two chances out of three maybe in that second half and rest the game away, but we don't have that kind of finisher.
Man of the match from an FC perspective, Munro?
Munro was good. Yeah. I thought Ferguson was good as well. He stuck to his task, came forward, did the best he could. Munro was just that. Well, he was doing two jobs, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's our man of the match. But I think the overall man of the match is probably a Guiseley player. They sign off at their home venue this season with 3 points. Now, that's FC United's men's team. Just a chat briefly, Paul, because the next part of This Club Is My Club, if you're listening to us on the podcast or on North Manchester FM on Monday, takes us to South Yorkshire and the Keep Moat Stadium for Doncaster Rovers Bells tonight. Essentially, York winning last week against Chester Street doesn't change much. Both York and Chester Street have a game in hand. For FC United, the maths are they need two wins, starting with that game tonight against Doncaster.
Yeah, I think their games in... Well, certainly the games played tomorrow by Chester Street and York are very difficult ones. So I don't expect them to get much out of those games, which really means it's down to the women tonight. It's not in their own hands, but a result tonight will certainly give them a foot in the door. If we lose, obviously it's all over. But I suspect that if FC can win tonight and results go our way tomorrow, then it could well go to the wire.
And the last game will be Hull City, and we'll cover that up close to the time. The players who stepped up against Leeds a few weeks ago, hopefully there's no injuries and they can step up again, because we are a different team, aren't we?
That was a remarkable performance against Leeds, we have to say, and they have to kind of rediscover that kind of performance tonight if they want to stay up. There's no second chances tonight. It has to be a win. There's nothing else can give us any hopes.
But just to confirm some full-time scores elsewhere, Macclesfield had already sealed their place in the playoffs. They've now got it confirmed. They are finishing second with a 2-0 win this afternoon in their game against Workington. Marine have sealed their place in the playoffs. They're pretty much already there anyway, but a 4-0 win for them at home to Atherton Coles, who've now already been relegated, of course. Warrington Rylands dropping to fourth. They've been defeated today by Worksop by 2-1. Big result for Worksop, that. Hyde United, they played their last game of the season today. They've won by 2-1. That keeps them ahead of Ashton United, who also won. So Hyde United, 67 points. That's their benchmark. Ashton, same number of points, but worse goal difference. With two games in hand, Worksop, 3 points back, but they too have two games in hand. So long shot for Hyde, but they've done all they can now. It's now over to Ashton and to Worksop. Geisler, I think, still make the playoffs, but not really. It would take an almighty switch of goal difference. So despite the win, that's probably Geisler's season done as well. But let's hear now from Neil Reynolds, who's making his way over to us. Neil, big thank you for joining us so soon after the full-time whistle. Really helping me out. Now, what do we make of that game today? I mean, where do we start?
I thought they were... First half in particular, they got the better of us for the first 25 minutes. We changed our shape. We nullified what they were about. And then we just had a crazy 15-minute spell where we conceded three of the worst goals, is what you'll see. I mean, the first one's it's a free header. The second one, Charlie Ennis is trying to track back. Guy should step out. He doesn't step out. He then travels down the line. I've no idea what Jan's doing. The Jan puts it in his own net. And then the third one, I mean, the third one's just horrendous. I mean, he's offside. The referee said to me, sorry, he's offside, but the new rules, I've got a bit confused with it. The lads in the first phase, he's offside. The third phase, he scores the goal. So he's either offside or he's onside, he's offside. But that doesn't put down to the goals that we conceded, because the third goal, Charlie Oliver, poor head back. George then tries to keep it in bizarrely. He doesn't do. Crosses it and over a kick in the back of the net. But then, you know, we get in at half-time with it with a penalty. To Charlie Ennis, we've got 2-1, it goes 3-1, and then second half, we 52nd minute, we go down to 10 men, and you're thinking, oh no. But then credit to the lads, you know, they really stuck in. I thought Charlie Munroe was amazing when he went centre half. I thought he kept the team together.
He's our man of the match, by
the way. Yeah, well, definitely, yeah, and he deserves it. And I just thought we kind of huffed and puffed, we worked hard against their 11. And it wasn't to be, you know, it wasn't to be. But I can't keep making the same excuses. We know that we're vulnerable in key areas. We're not running hard enough. We're not running hard enough off the ball individually, not collectively. And you know, my changes today, you know, reflected that. But it is where we are. You know, we know what we've got to do. We know, you know, we're now another man down next week with Charlie Oliver being sent off today. But it's, you know, just want to get kind of like back at home next week against Lancaster and hopefully finish with a win. And then obviously we travel out, you know, in the Phoenix.
That mad period in the first half, it did coincide. I mean, to be fair, we're on the back foot for the start of that. They had a goal disallowed for offside and stuff like that. But it did coincide with Curtis Jones going off. We were trying to juggle things around. How is Curtis, firstly?
It's a mess. You know, I don't know. Curtis said it's a blatant elbow on him. You can see he broke probably clear to me. But we capitulate. You know, we've missed Curtis Jones all season. He goes off at 0-0. We're holding things together. there's no disrespect to the sub that came on for him, but we're just at sixes and sevens, and then we're going to concede three horrendous goals. But we're better when Curtis plays, but unfortunately he's had to come off. We're better when Charlie Oliver plays, but unfortunately he's had to come off as well. And some people just see the scoreline. I've just seen a kind of run of bad luck, if you will, and that's cultivated in Curtis's head injury today, which will probably mean he's concussed, so that's 14 days. And then you've got Charlie Oliver, who's going to be out next week, so we've got an issue at centre-half.
Munro, though, just go back to what you mentioned the moments ago, he played two positions today, essentially all in one when he had to go to centre-back. He was like a young Franz Beckenbauer at times.
Charlie Munro has had a frustrating season, in my opinion. He's a very good player. Maybe it's that second season mentality where he gets used to the club and the fans, and you know he comes again. What I will say about Munro is the last month, I think he's really stepped up into showing what type of player he can be. And he's done that in parts this season, but we haven't had that consistency. But he played centre-half against Radcliffe earlier in the year with Charlie Oliver. I thought he was excellent there, and showing it again today. So it may be something to look at. We know we're bringing in a centre-half in summer, but that's another option because we're definitely bringing in another one or two midfielders as well. So there are options, but I go back to what I said before the game. I'm not going to completely discard all the players in there. There's a core of them that are going to still be here, but we've got to get the ingredients right. We've got to get the balance right. You could see today, Ben, when the chips are down a little bit, people stop running as hard as what they want, and you have a right to run around playing football and recover, and sometimes it doesn't go unnoticed if you don't do that.
So Lancaster next at Broadhurst Park, our last home game of the season.
Have they gone on, do we know?
I think, well, they didn't play.
It was last game.
But Ashton won and Hyde won, that's them done out of the
place now. Yeah, so listen, Lancaster done well. You know, they're going to come to us on the bounce. We're going to look forward to that last game of the season. We want to give our fans a send off. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we won our first game of the season. Can we win our last game of the season? In between that, we've been inconsistent. So we want to finish strongly. We want to push our season ticket sales, obviously, and we want to you know go to Lake Garda on the back of a win, because you know last week was really good, really positive. I think the last month we've seen signs of positivity. Today, for a 15-minute spell, I don't think we were great. But you know, I've made a decision what to do with the team today, and I thought, you know, in parts they did okay. And you know, we know we're depleted, but that's where we are. So you know, I've got to say, I thought the fans were incredible today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some away followings, but that was as good as I've seen. And you know, it seemed positive. You know, they just said on the way around there, you know, well done with 10 men and keep going. But obviously, you know, people will look at the result and it's another defeat. So no one's happy. But I just thought the fans were amazing today.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us so soon after the final whistle. Best of luck in training this week ahead of Lancaster. And we'll catch up again for that season finale.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Thanks, Neil. Well, that's Neil Reynolds joining us at full time. And Paul, we're going to go. Well, I'm going to go.
You're definitely going to go.
Yeah, I need to pack up. But at 7 o'clock tonight, we will be back at the Keep Moat Stadium for Doncaster Bells against FC United's women's team. Join us at 7 o'clock if you can't make that game in person. But Paul, closing thoughts?
Yeah, it was the usual fare, I'm afraid, at Guiseley. We come here, we lose. Let's hope for some improvement next Saturday.
Well, join us next Saturday if you can't make that game in person. But a big thank you to Stato Paul for joining us for this particular broadcast here at Guiseley. A big thank you to the club for their hospitality. One of the few clubs that offer you a drink and biscuits at half time. So thank you to Guiseley. Best of luck with the end of season presentations and all that. But we're going to go now. Stick around. You'll be hearing from us again shortly from South Yorkshire. See you soon. Bye-bye. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome from West Yorkshire to South Yorkshire. Welcome to Doncaster, the Keep Moat Stadium, or the Eco Power Stadium, if you will, for part two of our Saturday doubleheader. FC United's women's team in action this evening, taking on Doncaster Rovers Bells in a crucial game for FC United. FC United currently sitting bottom of the table. The last time we spoke was obviously after that fantastic evening against Leeds United a couple of weeks ago at Broadhurst Park. A 5-4 victory for FC United in their last game kept the great escape on, and results have kind of roughly gone FC United's way. York and Chesterley Street went head to head last week and York picked up the 3 points, which means that York are now out of the relegation places, 4 points ahead of FC United with a far superior goal difference. So it's exactly the same as what I said ahead of the Leeds United game. We need 100%, 6 points out of a possible six in the closing two matches to have any hope of the great escape this season. And FC United, two games left. York and Chesterley Street both have games in hand. And of course, York and Chesterley Street play tomorrow afternoon as well. So FC United with an opportunity here to get themselves a lot closer to Chesterley Street and York. It is going to be a tough game though, taking on Doncaster Rovers or Doncaster Bells. And of course, the last time these two teams played against each other, it was a heavy defeat for FC United. In fact, it was the first game this season, and a very makeshift team for FC United took to the field at Broadhurst Park for that game. FC United losing 7-1 back in August, but that was a makeshift team. FC United looking a lot stronger at the moment, but we are underway here. Doncaster on the ball now, right inside of FC United's penalty area. That's a good ball to the edge of the 6-yard box, and that is a fine finish from McWilliams. FC United just gave a bit too much time there to Doncaster to make their mind up about how they were going to go towards FC United's goal, and McWilliams was there to score. And on 11 minutes, Doncaster Bells take the lead here. Jones, nice pass to find Lewis. Lewis can move forward, but a Doncaster player comes straight over, but that's not going to stop Lewis. Lewis over the halfway line. Good ball to find Richie. Richie on this right-hand side now. Lewis has continued to run. She's by the byline. Lewis crosses the ball in. Great counter down this right-hand side by FC United, and they've got a corner out of it. Lewis to Richie. Back in field to Lewis. This is good stuff from FC United once again on this right-hand side. Lewis moving forward. Two Doncaster players for company, and Tubby Andrew there gets a challenge in, but Lewis wins it back. Here's Richie now. Richie back to Lewis, square infield to O'Carroll. O'Carroll from distance goes for goal just wide of the post. Here's McCaffrey on the ball. McCaffrey square to Kershaw. Good stuff from FC United. This cross comes in, oh, just beyond Gordon. Settle was there as well, and I think they both, it was a bit after you, Claude, on the back post there, but another good opportunity for FC United. 34 minutes on the clock. The score, though, remains 1-0 to Doncaster. Played out to the right-hand side to Lewis to move forward. Plays that ball down the right-hand side for Richie. Richie now could cross this ball in. It's a good ball in towards the near post. It breaks here for McCaffrey. Goes for goal. Cleared off the line. Not fully cleared yet by Doncaster. Now it is. But only as far as Kershaw. She can't quite control it though. Long ball played over the top. Played forward. Challenging ball. Brought down really well. Bickett doesn't get to it. And now here comes Doncaster with an effort. Oh, and a good save by Donald. Just stuck a right foot out there and puts the ball wide of goal. That is definitely a corner if you want. He's given a goal kick. Well, there we go. It was a great save by Donald. Clearance made. Only as far as Richie. It's a give and go. And Richie's back on the ball. Richie's barging away forward. It breaks here. Settle could cross this ball in. There's O'Carroll. Is it going to find its way to Jones? The angle's tight. She plays the ball back. Here's Gordon. It just wouldn't sit for Gordon, unfortunately. But here's Lewis now. Lewis charging down the right-hand side. Got time to cross this ball in. In it comes. Header won by Richie just wide of the post. And Lewis sprinting there to win the ball. Can she keep it in play? She does. And then loses it. And now here comes Doncaster with a shot on goal. Saved by the Donald. Palmed it onto the bar. And then retrieves it at the second attempt. Once again, nervy times for FC United. The score remains 1-0 to Doncaster. Abadi with this corner on her right foot. In it comes. It's close to the goalkeeper. Header one. It hits the bar again. And Carling clears it. And now here comes an opportunity here for Doncaster. Goes for goal. And Shenton down across the goalkeeper into the back of the net. And with 20 minutes left, Doncaster take a 2-0 lead. And that might be the league season for FC United. It's going to be FC United with Lewis. Lewis now charging down the right-hand side. Can they get an instant goal back? It's played into the box there. Settle keeps hold of it to the edge of the penalty area. There's Gordon, goes for goal just wide of the post. FC United with the ball. It's Jones. Jones from the right. Crosses it into the near post. Cleared. Gordon gets to it. Gordon finds Jean. Jean thinking about a shot. Good skill from Jean. Goes for goal, but got under it. Over.
And now Doncaster play it forward towards the halfway line. Played into the centre circle. Doncaster here looking to end this game right now. Shot's going to come in for distance. Into the top corner. Donald beaten at a near post. But to be fair, it was a good strike. And on 90 plus 7 minutes, FC United concede a third here away at Doncaster. Full time here at the Keep Moat. And for FC United, unfortunately, it was a bridge too far in the end. FC United suffering a 3-0 defeat here at Doncaster. And as a result of that, FC United are officially relegated from the Women's National League Division 1 North. Still got the County Cup final, though, of course, against Mancunian Unity at Spotland on the 1st of May. And we will, of course, be covering that game here on FC Radio, that cup final. FC have still got one last league game as well. That's on the 5th of May at Broadhurst Park as they take on Hull City. But for FC tonight, it's just been frustration. They've played some good football at times, carrying on that momentum from the Leeds United victory at the start of April, a night which gave FC United a bit of hope that maybe we could take it to the last game of the season. But unfortunately for FC, Doncaster have put an end to that hope tonight. It's back to playing the likes of Curzon and Salford next year. I'm sure Jenny Swarbrick is already thinking, as she's shaking hands with the Doncaster players, already thinking about planning for next season. The one thing we can say is FC United started the campaign with a very makeshift side, forced to throw a team together, Jenny Swarbrick, with not much time to prepare for this season at all. FC United lost that opening game by 7-1. This is very much a different team. The task now for Jenny Swarbrick is to ensure that we keep the basis of this team and go again, as it were, for next season and bounce back at the first time of asking. But unfortunately, this doubleheader hasn't gone the way we planned here on FC Radio. A 3-1 defeat for the men's team earlier at Geisler. So next commentary for us here on FC Radio will be the last league game of the season for the men's team. That's taking place at Broadhurst Park on Saturday as they take on Lancaster City. Join us from 2:30 if you can't make that game in person. From me here at the Keep Moat Stadium, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. You'll be hearing from us again very soon. You take care. Bye-bye.
Well, Janet, a big thank you for joining us. Hardlines tonight. A frustrating evening because we had our moments, didn't we? But unfortunately, just a bridge too far in the end.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Just a bridge too far. You know, we've come here to this great stadium and Doncaster have put on a good performance against us. But I do feel that the game plan we had worked really well, and I was pleased with our defensive shape in the first half, but we struggled with the outlet to threat their goal in the first half. So we spoke at half time about how we can soak up that pressure, but now turn that into us going forward. And I, in terms of the response in the second half, I was pleased, and I think they threw everything at it, but we just couldn't score. And the goal that we did score, it got chalked offside for being offside and disallowed, and I do question it. But I've just said to the players, it's fine margins, absolute fine margins. And when you're at the bottom of the league, everything goes against you. And it did today. But we threw everything at it, and then they caught us twice in the second half on counters, and it was an absolute blow. Yeah. But proud of every single one of the players. They absolutely give it everything today. They tried so hard. But yeah, just a step too far.
When we look at this team that's played here today, though, we're taking on Doncaster Bells. I go back to the start of the season and just the incredible transformation. I mean, I can't remember the score. I think it was 7-1 or something, that opening day defeat against this very team. It wasn't a 3-0 loss, this, and it certainly wasn't. Certainly was nowhere near to the 7-1 that we had early in the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at the side that we've now put together, we are in a much, much better place and we're putting in a much better performance. But if we weren't fighting for our lives today and, you know, needing to get those 3 points and having that extra pressure on us, the performance could have been different. You know, it could have been more of a 1-1 sort of seeing it out, because we had to throw everything at it in the second half. Yeah. I had to take a few risks, again, moving Sasha higher and bringing Jace on to move Shauna out wide. You know, that is a risk, changing our back line. I'm not a fan of changing centre-backs usually in games, but we needed to take those risks to try and avoid the relegation that we've now conceded to. So it's unfortunate, but we have come a long way, and like I said, I'm still proud of everyone that's been a part of this journey, staff and players, and it's a tough one to take today.
We'll have a proper chat after the whole game on the 5th of May, but we have still got the cup final, of course, at Rochdale. That is the priority now, isn't it? And just putting this to one side, and then we can cover off plans for next season. We want to end on a high, don't we?
Yeah. I think, you know, we've done well in all the cups this year, with the FA Cup run and the County Cup run. Yeah. So to be able to maybe finish with a little bit of silverware would be really good. We've got a little bit of work to do. We've got a bit of time between now and the cup final as well to regroup, pick people up, because this is going to hurt. But we'll use it as fire going into that cup final and hopefully pick up some silverware this season.
Yeah, and just going back to those highlights, you know, of the cup run, the York game, the whole game, and of course Leeds a couple of weeks ago. There's certain bits to hang on to there, and definitely things that we can go, right, let's take that into that cup final in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, there has been some really good highs this season, and if only the season was well, definitely. You know, I spoke to many people over the last few weeks because people have seen how far we've come, and I just said, like, I think we're going to run out of time, and we have. We just have, and I'm gutted. I am.
This is the second interview I've done with a women's team manager after relegation. We got promoted the following year, so it does turn around. But hard lines, Jenna, on what's happened tonight. But we have got that cup final, and I'm pretty sure, given the fact, you know, this transformation of the team, give yourself a pre-season. I'm pretty sure you'll be working wonders next year. That's got to be the hope now, hasn't it, really? But he can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made now, as we're at the end of the season. We've got a number of players on loan, so we need to speak to a few of their loan clubs, see what situations are, see if we can do some deals, and then see if we can continue to develop the squad. We still need to develop it in certain areas, so there's a lot of work to be done. There's also a lot of work to be done in the background, and we've got a meeting with the board, which is positive. Everything's positive in the background around how do we bridge the gap. So yeah, I mean, if we, you know, we go down now, and you know, the idea is that we look to build to bounce back up straight away, but it's not going to be easy next season either with the teams that are going into that league, so we'll have our challenges. But for now, I think let the girls have a bit of space, because it's tough today, and then we'll regroup this week, and we'll just focus on the cup final, and we'll take it one day at a time, one step at a time, as we have done all season.
Well, Jeanette, big thank you for joining us. I know it's a difficult interview to do, but fair play for coming on and giving us those post-match thoughts. Next time we have an interview, hopefully it's with some winners' medals and a cup victory at Spotland, and good luck in the preparations for that cup final.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers.
Women's team manager Jenny Swarbrick there speaking to me on Saturday evening, and we'll have more on that Manchester FA Challenge Cup final against Mancunian Unity on the 1st of May at Spotland on next week's show. But our next commentary here on FC Radio happens this Saturday, as FC United's men's team welcome Lancaster City for the final league game of the season. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff at Broadhurst Park, and it is pay on the gate. £13 for adults, concessions £9, under 18s £3, whilst under 5s are free with a paying adult. If you can't make the game, we will, of course, have full commentary here on FC Radio via the FC Radio website, fc-radio.co.uk, from 2:30 on Saturday. But that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved with FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Ben, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.